For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. 11 years ago, Texas Tech's public art was named one of the top 10 collections at U.S. colleges and universities by Public Art Review. And as more buildings are added to the 1,839-acre campus in coming years, so too will the number of art pieces. That's thanks to the 1998 Board of Regents initiative. The Texas Tech campus has 202 pieces in its public art collection. 89 of those were funded through an initiative started in 1998 by the Board of Regents.
There are so many things that make the Texas Tech campus special. The homogeneity of the architecture, but art is kind of like the icing on the cake.
President Lawrence Skouvenek loves the public art. He believes that what the campus public art adds to the university depends on who you talk to.
That's kind of probably a personal question. If you'd ask people, they would probably all say, there's some place I go where I seek solace, or where I walk on campus, and, you know, whatever the chronology was in their life, it might have special meaning to them. It brings back memories of what was going on in their life when that piece was installed. I think it adds a lot to the experience of the students, the faculty, but also the community members who come onto campus.
It's nearly impossible to walk anywhere on campus without seeing art. Moving to and from classes each day, students get to see sculptures outside most buildings. There are also artworks inside. The most recent sculpture piece, Run, is installed at the northwest corner of the new Sports Performance Center. In 1998, the Texas Tech University System's Board of Regents decided to allocate 1% of the estimated total cost of each new capital project to commission high-quality works of art throughout the system's four campuses. Across those campuses, there are 121 pieces using the 1% funding formula. There are currently 11 pieces pending. Developing the collection is guided by members of a public art committee, which includes faculty, staff, students, alumni, and university and community leaders.
I don't think it's that common to see this much public art on a campus. And I also think it probably surprises people who come here to think that Texas Tech made this commitment to allocate 1% of building projects to art. It makes a statement about values of this university and how also I think we're connected to the enrichment of the community culture.
Skouvenek says Emily Wilkinson, the director of the public art, does a standout job coordinating projects across the system. Wilkinson says there are 252 pieces in the system's public art collection. That number includes pieces funded using the 1% initiative, donations, and artwork that was on campus before the 1998 program. She says the current value is about $13.5 million, which is based primarily on the cost of purchasing. Skouvenek's favorite piece is Run. When he saw the initial design, he and athletics department officials suggested a woman be depicted rather than a man.
It's almost dynamic. As you walk around it, it almost takes on the appearance of being in motion. The little rods that come out are there to indicate, I think, represent wind. But as you look at the blades from different perspectives, it seems to move. And also, when that piece was brought to me, and they had a male model, and it looked something that came out. It looked like something that came out of Chariots of Fire, and I thought, this ain't right. And I understand that they actually got a Texas Tech track athlete to be the model for that, and that's what makes it really special.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.